Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here as we launch into the second hour of the program. We in the studio tonight includes me, Ian,
and Garrett,
and Allie.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. You can control the content on our website, by the way. If there's something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with us, you can submit it right there to the front page of the website, and then other listeners will get the opportunity to vote. You can vote on things as well. So what you see on the front page, as long as you're logged in and your account is connected, it has to be connected to an existing Reddit account. So you need two accounts, the Free Talk Live account and the Reddit account. They're both free. It only takes you a moment to connect them together, and then you'll be good to go for submitting and voting on things right there on the front page of the site. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's free, like the rest of the features on our site, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site. So again, freetalklive.com. We, in the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about the Silk Road, the internet's premier destination for buying all things questionable and illegal. It's an interesting place. There are all kinds of different things for sale on the Silk Road. It's not just a drug market, although that's the primary element that you'll find at the Silk Road. You could buy fake ID if you wanted at the Silk Road. You could buy... They even sometimes sell legal stuff at the Silk Road, so it's not all stuff that's against the law. It's basically an open market without much regulation.
From what I understand, there's some amount of principle behind it.
Ideally, there is. You can't buy a hitman on the Silk Road.
Right. I believe one of the principles is the things that cause harm are not supposed to be sold.
Correct. There is also no child pornography allowed to be sold on the Silk Road. So there's like a couple thing. No weapons either. So there's a handful of categories that are disallowed, but pretty much everything else.
Well, you say there's no regulation. I guess you mean by like the admins, the people that set up the site.
Very little.
But it's interesting. You see the kind of regulation, like market regulation, that you see on eBay, where, like, from what I understand, there's like a rating system. You know, eBay, you can see, you know, what other experiences, the variety of experiences which customers have had with sellers, and then you can determine if the seller is reputable.
Even though the sellers are anonymous and you don't know who they are, they still have a reputation.
Which you don't get on with street drugs. You can't just go down the street and buy drugs from some guy you don't know and know if it's really what you think it is.
Which is a great point, Allie, because of the reputation system on Silk Road, because of the open market factor, where you literally can find whatever it is that people around the world want to offer to you. So, I mean, almost every drug that you could want is there on the Silk Road. Because of this open market factor, because of the open competition, there's a drive towards quality. There's a drive towards good customer service. There's a drive towards lower price. And those things normally don't operate in the black market. Normally, if you want to acquire something in the black market, you take what you can get because, you know, there's very limited amounts available through very limited dealers in any given area. You take what you get, and a lot of the times what you get is bunk. And it's very expensive, and there's risk involved, and the Silk Road has really negated a lot of the risk. It's not perfect. There are still scam artists on there. There are still people trying to rip you off. But you're more likely to encounter somebody who's selling what they're actually advertising at a decent price, and they have a good reputation to back it up and prove that what they're saying is true. All of those things have happened as a result of the Silk Road. So from that perspective, it's an incredible tool to bring more safety to the black market, to make sure that drug dealers and drug buyers are safer, because you're not risking near as much. If you're out on the streets buying drugs, you're risking getting bunk product, you're risking, you know, an overdose from product that was stronger than you thought it was going to be. You don't know anything about what you're buying on the street.
Well, just think about the example of if you are walking down the streets of New York City and some guy has watches in his coat and he opens it up to you. You don't know if that's quality, if that's from the real company that
probably
says it's
not
from. And you don't know if your Rolex is really a Rolex. But if you go to Macy's, I don't know if they sell Rolexes at Macy's, but yeah, if you went there, you could reasonably assume that this is really Rolex.
Right, because they have deals with the vendors, and you can call the company and verify that Macy's is an official dealer and all that. And so there's huge reasons why the Silk Road is just a boon to society. It's really, I bet you it saved people's lives. I mean, the fact that you can buy the drugs that you know that you're getting, like the actual product, through the Silk Road instead of getting these questionable products in a club or on a street corner or something like that, there are probably people who would have died had they gone out on the streets and gotten the drugs that they otherwise got on the Silk Road. So it was really tragic when they shut it down, and now it's even more so when now they're targeting some of the admins. They've busted they've indicted three individuals. From what I've heard earlier today, two of them have been arrested. One of them was arrested in Ireland, the other in Virginia. One of them, age 24, the other 25, and the third person, Mr. Nash, is 40 years old, was the primary moderator. So two of them were admins for the Silk Road website. The third person is the primary moderator for their discussion forums. Now, I'm not exactly sure how it is they can indict somebody on money laundering charges, narcotics trafficking, and computer hacking charges for essentially being a moderator of a forum. That's going to be a very interesting case to make. Now, if they're going to make the case that this individual actually was a seller of drugs on the Silk Road, then they might have him there. But the lawyers couldn't be located by Reuters for comment. According to the indictment, the men were part of Ulbricht's small support staff. Ulbricht was the alleged operator of the Silk Road. And salaries for the employees ranged from $50,000 to $75,000 per year, said the indictment. Jones, who also went by Inigo, worked for the Silk Road from October of 2012 through the time when the website was shut down, which was in October of this year. Nash, who was known by several names online, including Batman73 and Anonymous as, in the S word, was a moderator since January. And then Davis, also called Libertas, who was one of the big moderators on the forums, acted as an administrator since at least June. The indictment accuses them of conspiring to violate U.S. narcotics and computer hacking laws. In addition, Silk Road, to providing a venue for illegal drug sales, had also enabled the sale of malicious software intended for hacking, said the indictment. Ulbricht, who is charged with in a separate criminal complaint in October, is being held at a Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn after losing a petition to be released on bail. His lawyer, Joshua Dreidel, has been discussing a possible plea deal with prosecutors, according to court filings. Ulbricht is under federal indictment in Baltimore in the case relating to a murder-for-hire plot. Actually, he's been charged with multiple attempts at murder-for-hire. So that statement there, saying that the attorney, Joshua Dreidel, for Ross Ulbricht, is discussing a plea deal with prosecutors, says to me that he might be rolling over on his guys here.
Huh. It's a possibility.
The initial filing in this case was a not guilty on Ulbricht's case. But I don't know if they've been holding him in solitary. I believe they probably have been. And if they have, you know, they may have broken this guy.
Well, yeah, I would think that being in solitary confinement would just change a person.
And looking at possibly the rest of your life in prison, it's, man, people will roll over on their own brother. I've mm-hmm. seen it happen. And it's sad stuff. I'm not going to say that's what he's doing, but it's a good possibility. If he's looking to cut a plea deal, there's a good chance he's assisting them, and odds are good that he had some knowledge about the identities of his administrators. There had been some sort of previous statement made by Dread Pirate Roberts that nobody knew who he was, but he knew who his administrators were, mm-hmm. and that, you know, he's running the business, and that's the way, you know, he wanted to verify these people weren't feds when they were working for him. So is that how they determined who these individuals were? Was it Ross Ulbricht, who actually is the Dread Pirate Roberts and rolled over on these people? Or is that just what they want us to think?
I think they definitely want to scare people away from this market, but they might have, you know, there might be good reason to be afraid.
There were initially denials by Ross Ulbricht that he was the Dread Pirate Roberts, correct?
That's correct. His initial release was that he's not Dread Pirate Roberts, and he denies the charges, and not guilty. And is still not guilty. He hasn't changed his plea at this point, but they're saying there are filings in the case file that indicate that such discussions are underway.
I'm a little surprised that law enforcement would be working from the top down like that, going after the supposed kingpin and trying to target the people he had working under and making $50,000 to $70,000 a year. I mean, that's not a crazy amount if you think of international drug plots.
It's certainly not a whole lot of money, and I think that if they're doing anything here, Garrett, they're just trying to send a message. You know, they want to intimidate people into not operating these online drug markets. But, of course, it's not working. Silk Road 2.0 is still online as we speak right now. There are obviously some big question marks here, you know, because there's one other factor in this case about a supposed message that revealed the feds knew more than they should. We'll tell you about that coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can share your thoughts here toll-free at 855-453. Is the era of online drug markets over, or is it just beginning? Because there were some interesting stories recently, and we didn't get a chance to talk about one of these, but it's worth mentioning that supposed Silk Road, the new administrator there, the new Dread Pirate Roberts, has made the claim that his site is now even more bulletproof than the old Silk Road. He has made the claim that there are backup copies of the site, as I understand it, in that if the feds were to take down the server, that he could have it back online in 15 minutes. So they supposedly have made the new Silk Road even more robust, even more immune to federal attack. They learn lessons from the first takedown, and that's what's going to happen. Even if they do take out the second Silk Road, as they have taken out the first one, that the new administrators who step in, because there's a lot of money to be made, will have the incentive to make sure they correct the errors that led to the first and second site's takedown. Again, the second site's still online, but some people are kind of skeptical now. They're wondering about, you know, whether or not it's safe to use this new site. Are the feds, do they have a man on the inside? How is it that they were able to identify supposedly three of the administrators of the former Silk Road? Were they able to get somebody on the inside? Is one of them, you know, an actual Fed who's one of the administrators for the site that's rolling over on other people? Or is it Ross Ulbricht, the supposed original Dread Pirate Roberts, who's doing the rolling on his former admins? So there are a lot of question marks about this takedown. We're going to continue. We'll delve in a little bit further here. You're welcome to share your thoughts, though, at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, if you love freedom like we do, then you really should consider the Free State Project. It's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. And your chance to come up and check out New Hampshire, well, you can come up anytime you want, but one of the best times to come up is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening February 20th through the 23rd. So we're about 2 months away now from the Liberty Forum, which is very exciting because it's going to be here before you know it. It's happening at the Crown Plaza Hotel, same place it's been the last several years. There will be dozens of speakers. Nearly 60 speakers are going to be at this event. Naomi Wolf is going to be one of the keynoters. Jeffrey Tucker's back this year again. I know he's one of your favorites, Allie.
Yep.
Jim Bovard will be there, as well as New Mover and Free State Project founder Jason Sorens will be speaking. There's so many different names. I don't even know half of these people who are speaking. They all have interesting stories to tell. So go to nhlibertyforum.com, and you can learn more about the event. That's nhlibertyforum.com. You can also buy early bird priced tickets as well. You don't want to miss this event. I think all three of us have gone at least once in the past. I've gone several years.
Yeah, I always find it very inspiring to listen to the speakers, because they always have accomplished something in their career and, you know, has something to do with this movement. Either they've gotten become part of the Free State Project and made strides here, or maybe they've had a really successful website or a podcast or something. It's always something inspiring.
And of course, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live.
Yeah, I'm glad so many people come from out of the state to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's a great way to see there's a great liberty community here, but what else is going on outside of the boundaries of the Shire?
And you meet all kinds of interesting people. So it's not just about seeing the celebrity speakers, although there's some neat people that are, as you say, very interesting.
But it's great for networking, too.
But it's meeting the other people who aren't necessarily the speakers, the ones who are planning to uproot their lives from wherever they live and make the move to New Hampshire. This is a great time for you to visit if you're considering a move here, or if you've already committed to move here. It's a great excuse to come up and meet your future neighbors. So, again, go to nhlibertyforum.com. You can get registered there, nhlibertyforum.com. We're sharing with you more details on the Silk Road, the continued crackdown. The Andy Greenberg, who's been writing quite a bit over at Forbes.com about the Silk Road over the last several months, has a very detailed story on this. He covers a lot of the same information that the Reuters story kind of summed up, but he actually has reached out to the FBI to get information about the bus to confirm them. Earlier in the day, there was kind of just a big question mark about the whole thing, like that the whole thing was supposedly a false report, that somebody was just trying to troll people. But no, it's real. They really did arrest people. According to the FBI spokesperson, one of the men, Andrew Michael Jones, was arrested in Charles City, Virginia, and Peter Philip Nash, who is the head administrator of the old Silk Road Forums, was arrested by Australian federal police in Brisbane, Australia. So they had an international...
Wow.
Coordinated crackdown on these individuals. That way no one could give one another a heads up online that something was going down. According to the statement, the third man, who is also known as Libertas, there were reports earlier today that Libertas was busted in Ireland, but according to this story, he may still be at large and is just currently believed to be in Ireland. So we're not sure as to the whereabouts of that gentleman. And it was Libertas who made the announcement originally on the Silk Road forums after the first Silk Road was taken offline by the feds. A few weeks later, Libertas was the person who posted the announcement about the new forums that they had launched and that they were going to be announcing the brand new Silk Road version 2.0.
Maybe he's just better at hiding, like he's more anonymous in real life, too. He kind of takes anonymity seriously. Because I feel like some people want to get involved, but they haven't really taken all the steps to be truly invisible. Like people write books and stuff about how to really take yourself off the radar. And if you haven't, if you haven't started that, I think you have to like stay off the radar for a good while before you can actually really get away with something without having to worry about them coming and finding you.
According to some articles about how they allegedly captured Dread Pirate Roberts, it sounded like he was getting sloppy and not always using Tor and always taking steps to conceal his internet traffic.
It seems like you'd want to stay on that just to protect yourself.
I see how it could get easy to just feel like you're invincible. You've done it so many times, it just seems like such a procedure. Like,
yeah, cut a corner here and there. What's the big deal? Oh, whoops, right. That's what got you caught. And again, we don't know how these guys got caught. We don't know if it was Dread Pirate Roberts or the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts who rolled on them. All those details are unknown at this point. Four others, by the way, were indicted in relation to the Silk Road earlier this week and were accused of selling methamphetamines through the site before it was shut down in early October. So those were some of the busts I was telling you about earlier, that some dealers have been busted through the Silk Road. In criminal complaints unsealed against Dread Pirate Roberts, the 29-year-old is accused of overseeing hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin drug sales on Silk Road's dark web drug site. And he was taking a good cut out of those transactions. I mean,
do you know what kind of percentage?
I think Silk Road was taking 10 or 15% off of any given transaction, maybe even more than that. So just to list the product, you had to include a Silk Road fee on top of the price that you wanted to get for the product that you were selling. And all of that was going to the operator. So he was giving some money to these administrators, as they said earlier, $50,000 to $75,000. But 50 grand for what was no more than a year's worth of work for most of these guys, that's not enough money to run off to the islands or anything like that. So one of the big questions about Ross Ulbricht, the supposed Dread Pirate Roberts, was what the hell was he doing in San Francisco? I mean, if you right. are Ross Ulbricht, if Ross Ulbricht was Dread Pirate Roberts, and it hasn't been proven yet, but if he was Dread Pirate Roberts and had, at the time of the bust, 80-some million dollars worth of bitcoins, then why wouldn't he be in, some island nation where he would be at least out of the reach of the U.S. federal government to some extent.
Australia, I mean, that's where the other guy was, and he apparently got caught. Yeah, it's an island nation.
It's certainly true that
and continent.
It's an unusual island nation, that's for sure. 855-450-FREE. Some governments are more or less cooperative with the feds. You take control.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma-Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma-Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems support them today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there. There are archives that go all the way back to 2006. You can just click download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you like. All free for you. Free Talk Live. .com. Now, if you're concerned about the ever-increasing level of state involvement in your life, and you're worried about what your future is going to look like, you're not sure what you can do to protect yourself, protect your family, to protect your assets, well, there are going to be some experts who have some ideas for you, and they're coming to the Passport for Freedom event happening in Las Vegas this January 23rd through the 25th. So it's about a month away from now. It's not too late to get your tickets from passport.freetalklive.com. It's going to be an intimate event with people like Peter Schiff, Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine, and more. You can go to passport.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to learn ways to increase your personal sovereignty, protect your money, quit your job, and make money from anywhere, as well as reducing your dependence on the United States without having to leave the country, although there will be people there who will be advocating that you leave the country. It's going to be two sides to the discussion. One side will be advocating sticking around. The others will be advocating expatriation. And all of these people are very knowledgeable on the subject. So go and learn more at passport.freetalklive.com. And you can get a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners there. Passport.freetalklive.com. Again, it's happening in Vegas. It's the very first Passport to Freedom event, January 23rd through the 25th. You can take action, and you'll learn stuff you can't find online. Passport.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones here. We can talk more about the Silk Road. They're targeting the administrators now of the original Silk Road with multiple arrests. At least two have been arrested, and a third is supposedly at large. we'll give you more information here. But Freedom Guy is online, and you can bring up anything. Freedom Guy is on Skype. Hey, Freedom Guy calling from Seattle.
Hey, and thanks for having me on. You guys, first of all, I want to say thanks for doing the show.
Sure.
Awesome show. Been listening for a while.
Great. Go ahead with your
thoughts. Myself and some of the folks in the chat room were playing a little drinking game. So whenever you say things like Bitcoin, ostensibly, things of that nature, we're taking a swig of the beer.
All right.
So thanks for making our Friday awesome.
Isn't that one, Ian, that people have claimed that you use a lot ostensibly?
Ostensibly, actually.
Isn't there a B in there?
Yeah, there is, ostensibly.
But if
there is.
You don't say that, though?
You do, ostensibly.
Okay.
The B is for beer.
Right.
There you go. I just said it three times for you, too. So. Drink up.
I've been waiting for sort of a good story to come out to kind of talk about this. It's a concept that somebody turned me on to quite some time ago. I've just been waiting for a really good example. And so I don't know if you saw in the news about the LAPD. They, you know, shot an unarmed man. And now, of course, their family is suing the LAPD for $20 million, right? And so it's a good way to illustrate the way citizens lose in the tax game. And in this particular situation, they lose multiple times, probably two, maybe even three times by my count. And that is, the tax has gone to pay for the LAPD itself. Right, that's where they get their money from, is the tax base.
Right.
And so they've this guy gets shot by the police, which your tax money paid for, and then of course they want some sort of retribution for what happened to this guy, so they're gonna sue the LAPD. Now let's just say they win, for example, and they win $20 million. Well, that $20 million that they've won is also coming from the taxpayers. So
that's correct.
The taxpayer has paid for the entire organization that actually wronged the person who got shot, and then they're also going to pay the family, right? So it's a lose-lose
situation.
Yeah,
and don't forget, they're also probably paying the cop who's on paid leave, because a lot of time when they investigate police abuse, they will put the cop out on paid administrative leave, which basically is a paid vacation, so they're paying for that too.
Absolutely. And somebody brought this concept up to me a while ago, and I thought about it for a while, and I don't hear anybody really sort of talking about the double dipping. I mean, you hear about it with like Social Security or like unemployment when, you know, they take tax out of your unemployment, even though tax pays for your unemployment, that it's sort of a double dipping scenario. But I don't hear enough about it. And so I wanted to bring it up and just, you know, see if you guys have any thoughts or if you wanted to, you know, toss it around.
Well, I mean, absolutely. The government gang has a real good situation. They have no liability for what they do individually. If they are by some chance found liable in the case of the LAPD in this case or whatever, there have been instances where police have been found liable, but not individually. It's always the department itself. And so you're absolutely right. The taxpayers are the ones who are on the hook for that.
Well, right. And so you hear about people taking things to court and suing governments and sometimes winning. And you're like, why would the government rule against themselves? Why would they? You think that you would never win a case like that.
Very rarely do you, but every now and then it's so egregious what the police have done.
Right. I'm sure they don't like to admit when they're wrong. But when it comes to the money part, I mean, if you sue a company for a certain amount, then that comes out of, you know, what would be profits or revenue to go to new products or whatever. But if you sue the government, then that's just someone else's money.
Yeah, there's no pain. The actual people, right, the men in the costumes that, you know, committed this crime, you know, and again, I'm assuming that, you know, these police are guilty of this, you know, obviously, you know, that hasn't, you know, been proven one way or another, but there's no way for them to lose. They're not personally responsible for their actions.
From what I understand, they're actually budgeting for their own unaccountability as well, because the way the budgets are set for towns and cities is... they'll say that if we get sued or there's a lawsuit, we'll have this much set aside for a lawyer. In fact, with the Robin Hood case, myself and Ian were being sued. That's on appeal right now. They're claiming that they've already budgeted the money that's going to the lawyers. It's costing thousands of dollars and goes on long enough, perhaps even in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hmm.
Well, it's LAPD. I mean, these guys are infamous for, you know, all sorts of things.
Well, right, and that's another point. They're infamous because it keeps happening. You know, if there had been one incident, let's say Rodney King, and obviously there were things that happened before Rodney King, but if there had been one incident where the LAPD had gotten a good spanking from the court system, like, ha-ha, see, we've proven that your officers are corrupt, and you've got to pay up now millions of dollars. See, you shouldn't do this in the future. That they would then stop and behave and, like, tell their officers, hey, you guys better get in line here. No, they just continue on abusing people because there are no personal consequences for them. Even if they've lost case after case after case, they haven't been shut down. It's not like the department's been dissolved and replaced by honest people who actually are on the up and up.
Well, in cop shows, they always show the scene where the chief of police suspends one of their officers, like a paid suspension.
Turn your badge.
And they always act all angry about it. And it just seems like if my boss came up to me and said, you can't come to work, although your paycheck is going to look the same as if you did, I'd be like, well, thanks. Vacation.
Yeah.
The only other, instance that I can think of that should have played, I think it was, I don't remember where the story was, Indiana maybe, where the cops kicked in the wrong door. They smelled weed and, you know, they kicked in the neighbor's door instead of the door of the actual, you know, place where the smell was coming from. And so that particular tenant, sued, you know, the police department and got some money. But again, nobody was held personally responsible. Same thing goes for banks. It used to be before corporate personhood, Ian's savings and loan, if it was owned and run by Ian, you know, Ian was personally liable mm-hmm. for handling the money. And so if something happened, Ian would have to pay. He would have to suffer the consequences, and that would make him a better business person and, you know, not take so many risks with people's money and make real good, sensible business decisions instead of decisions that were just based on, you know, making quick profit and having no responsibility whatsoever.
Sadly, though, there's nothing short of some sort of legislative, like as far as in the system things that you can do about this problem you've identified of no accountability. The only thing that could possibly change it would be some kind of legislation removing the immunities that these government bureaucrats have. I mean, that's why they have the immunities they have. There's different types. There's like sovereign immunity. There's several other ones. So if they were to remove the immunities, then in theory, the individuals themselves could be held accountable for their actions. But ultimately, that's not very likely because the bureaucrats are going to lobby very heavily against any removal of immunities. And, the state legislators aren't going to want to remove any immunities from their precious bureaucrats. So it's very unlikely. The only thing that I think is realistic that, and I don't even know how realistic it is, but to get enough people together who are going to just not pay in anymore. They're going to say, no, I'm not going to support this violence, this monopoly on violence that we know of as the state, but we don't have enough people here in New Hampshire to do that yet, and hopefully more people will be coming here. Thank you, Freedom Guy, for your call tonight. You can go to freestateproject.org and get together with other people who actually care about freedom. They're working on the legislative approach, and they're working on civil disobedience, media, and all kinds of other fun stuff. There's more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year, I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past. And apparently, it worked for other people, too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best. But take advantage of new technology. Special green tea extract and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about where you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to privacycase.com today. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about police accountability or the Silk Road, also still to come here tonight, Allie's got some sweatshop-related discussion to bring up. We'll
That's
get
right.
to that here when we get a chance. Plus, Garrett will share with us about urine detectors on elevators in Atlanta, maybe coming to a city near you as well. I've never heard of such a thing, but apparently they exist.
Sounds crazy.
And apparently there's a problem with people urinating on elevators. We'll find out more about that. Also, we've been talking a lot about the Silk Road tonight. To me, this is one of the more important stories of the year, if not the decade, the Silk Road. The Silk Road is just an amazing thing that exists, and it still exists. They took down the first version, but version 2.0 is still online. They're now targeting, they targeted the original operator, the supposed Dread Pirate Roberts. Ross Ulbricht is his real name. Now, we don't know if he's actually the operator. That yet has yet to been proven in court. But there's some who are suspecting that he may be rolling over on some of his former admins. As they were arrested today or yesterday. One of them arrested in Australia, the other in Virginia. One supposedly may still be at large in Ireland, though other reports say he has been arrested as well. So lots of uncertainties about this particular case at the moment, though Silk Road 2.0 continues to roll on. One of the operators here is, let's see here, two of the three defendants, Davis and Jones, have worked on moderators in the user forums of Silk Road 2.0, the newer version of the drug market launched just a month after the original takedown. Libertas is one of their names, and Inigo is the other. These are their forum handles. In communications on the Silk Road forum, Libertas has also claimed to have full control over the user forums of the original Silk Road, suggesting a role beyond the administrator job prosecutors accuse him of holding. Inigo had hosted the so-called Dread Pirate Roberts Book Club on the site's forums, where Silk Road users discussed libertarian philosophy and free market economics.
Wow.
Now, Garrett, I think it was off the air that you suggested that maybe this whole libertarian angle to the Silk Road was not the original reason for the site. Yeah, oh, sorry, I had you muted. I apologize. You just walked in. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is one of my theories behind it, is that the angle of principle came afterwards, I believe. And one of my theories behind that is it's something that's underground. It's something that the people behind it probably want to share. But sharing something ostensibly and widely of such a controversial nature and of such a counterculture nature isn't all that – it doesn't have a certain mass appeal that it could. But presenting the different ideas that this forwards, I think, really does. So I don't know personally what the motivations of the person who put it together were. I suspected that they were more financial than principled. But I do appreciate that there is some principle to the site. At least the person who was claiming to be Dread Pirate Roberts said that they had. However, I question certain aspects of whether or not they adhere to those principles, if they're selling certain drugs that could be used as weapons against people.
Or if Dread Pirate Roberts, the original Dread Pirate Roberts, was actually attempting to hire hitmen.
Certainly.
That certainly would not be considered a libertarian thing to do, as being libertarian is supposed to mean that you don't aggress against people. You don't use violence to achieve your ends.
Well, they do say that if you are trying to market a product that for consumers, it needs to have like a meaning. So you're not just selling coffee, you're selling, you know, you're selling well-being or something like that, and or health, or, you know, saving the environment or something like that, and that makes it appeal to people, because buying is a very like emotional thing for a lot of people. They want to feel like it's more than just I'm buying drugs. Some people feel like, I know, I'm buying drugs because, you know, I don't believe in the drug war, and this is the answer to the drug war. I'm sure a lot of people here sort of think of the Silk Road as like the market's answer to the drug war, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of makes you proud to read stories about the Silk Road, and when it gets shut down, you think of them as underdog, and the nasty government's going after them. Some people see the Silk Road as, you know, the nasty criminals, and the government is the good guys going after them. And
it all depends on your perspective.
Yeah. But the admins, they're obviously going after these guys because they're admins of the site.
That's right.
But they're like charging them with things that are kind of unrelated, right?
Well, they're charging them with money laundering, with essentially conspiracy to distribute narcotics, and also computer hacking.
But they're
so
not actually
the same
selling.
Charges as Ross Ulbricht.
They're not actually selling the drugs themselves. Like, if
some allegations that they may have been doing some of that.
I mean, like, if someone does a drug transaction over Facebook, like in a Facebook message.
Does that mean Facebook is responsible?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's an interesting angle, and will be a question that will have to be kind of ferreted out here over time.
I would be very surprised if there was much interaction between the tech end and the product end of the Silk Road. If Dread Pirate Roberts, if any of the admins higher up were actually involved in physically moving by their own hand any drugs, I would think that would be very stupid.
I agree with you.
It would
doesn't
seem
mean they didn't do it.
True. I mean, the successful business end of the Silk Road is its technical security, and it seems obviously there was a failure there with the original Silk Road. So why that wouldn't be the focus of whoever is behind it now, hopefully they know what they're doing. They're on the right track.
Well, that's just it. We don't know, you know, what the status is of the new Silk Road. The Dread Pirate Roberts has not yet made a statement about this. He has said that a statement is forthcoming, but as of a few hours ago, there was not yet a statement posted. So certainly, if it's posted before the end of the program tonight, we will share that with you. More from the story over at Forbes. One of the men seems to have been released on bail. Now, this is a major questionable circumstance here. The individual writing the story does not make it clear how it is he seems to have been released on bail. I don't understand why they would have released him on bail right after the arrest, because these guys are being charged with the same things, except for the murder for hire. The only criminal charge that's not involved in this indictment against these men as the admins of the Silk Road, there's no murder for hire indictment, but all the other indictments are the same. The conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to sell drugs, and conspiracy to computer hack. So they're all the same. These are pretty serious federal felony multiple charges that they're involved with here. Why they would just all of a sudden get, you know, one of them would be, oh yeah, I'm out on bail. No. I'm sorry, that person is going to sit, just like Dread Pirate Roberts, or the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts, sat in jail for weeks before he had a bail hearing. It's the federal court system. They're not just going to rush you in front of a judge to get you out on PR bail here. So first of all, I question whether or not this individual is out. But let me go on with what the allegation is here. He supposedly has posted a notice to Silk Road users on the user forums of Tor Market, a competing drug site, warning of a possible impending crackdown on Silk Road 2.0 and its owner, who also calls himself Dread Pirate Roberts, in homage to the original Silk Road's creator. I think this is irresponsible reporting on the part of the Forbes author here, because he doesn't know if this is the individual. First of all, he's not confirmed whether the individual has actually been bailed. He just says it seems like it. And then number two, why would the individual who was an administrator of the Silk Road go to a competing marketplace's forums to post a statement that says the following, quote, "When I was in the interview room, they showed me all sorts of S that they should not know or have access to, including conversations I've had with buyers and even Dread Pirate Roberts. He seems to have written in the post, quote, something is definitely wrong, and they have the ability to see things on here only mods or admins should, like Bitcoin transfers and a dispute that I had." Why would he post this on a competing forum?
Maybe he's got a gun to his head, and they're like, make them think we know more than we can ever know.
But why wouldn't he post it on the Silk Road forum?
Oh, good question.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, it is true that on the Silk Road forums, they say that they locked down this guy's account. However, had he wanted to get word out to the people on the Silk Road forums, he could have come back and gotten that word out to them before they locked the account, or he could have created a new account and then sent a message to the administrators there, or posted a message saying, hey, it's me, here's my PGP signature, you locked my other account, but I wanted to let you know this. Why he would show up on the competitor's forum with this post just doesn't make sense to me. So I don't believe that this is him. I don't believe that that's a truthful post. I think that's just fear, you know, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, as it is said. It's probably the administrator of that other forum trying to make it look like, you know, things are bad on the Silk Road, because he wants their business. The guy running Tor Market wants the business of the Silk Road, and he's trying to market his site as though it is this super secure marketplace, and, you know, you shouldn't trust the Silk Road, so you should come over here. But there's also another post on the Silk Road forums by Dread Pirate Roberts claiming that they, the Silk Road people, have used some basic tools to be able to reveal detailed information about the competing site, including a list of all of their users, including messages sent between users and, like, what things the users are buying. And they posted all this for people to see, like, look, we just did this basic level of hacking on this site, and we were able to get all this. They say they're secure. We just got all this information from them.
How do you know who to trust in this kind of market?
That's a big question. Nobody knows who to trust here, and that's kind of the idea, is to spread this uncertainty among the site's users. 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. Urine detectors on elevators, sweatshop news. We've got all that coming up here in hour three. You can share your thoughts. It's all on the way.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, All you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.